Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's check in on the twins. Twinning with Sissany.
All right. Checking the levels. Looking like we're good.
Aren't levels.
What do the levels look like from your point of view?
From my point of view, they look like they are igniting. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, so they're not over-modulating?
Well, here's the thing. We are on new equipment for today's podcast. Only because for the first time, I think, since quarantine.
Yes.
We are doing the podcast together in one room.
It's so exciting.
So Eric is here and myself, Sissany, and my husband, Michael.
Hello.
Welcome to another episode of Twinning with Sissany, brought to you by American Career College, when being your best matters. So you have to bear with us. Hopefully the sound quality is okay.
Bearable. Yeah.
You know, in this mansion that we're staying in right now.
Yeah.
You know, we rented it out for just this one evening to do this podcast for you guys.
It's not a mansion.
Which is a lie. We're not doing that. Anyways, we're together. That's all that matters.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a major update.
This is an app. Let's call this an after dinner podcast.
Yes. It is an after dinner. We'll put it at
post dinner show.
Feeling good.
My dog Dakota is on my lap right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Very comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's rare that Dakota ever wants to sit on me. Because I think ever since I got pregnant with the twins,
she felt neglected.
A little bit.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
But she's always been like my freaking OG. Like, she always wants to be with me, right? She knows I'm talking about her. Yeah. She licked my face just now.
Yeah.
Why do you gotta give her a dirty look, Michael? look at his face.
He's so not down with it. Are you, like, jealous of Dakota?
What is your thing with Dakota? Look at her. She's propping herself up even more right now.
To look at him.
She's like a damaged bird that fell from a tree.
Oh my gosh.
No, when she like, because Sissany scooped her up so young that when she hugs Sissany, it's almost, she's like, yo, you're my ride or die. Like,
yeah,
she
I'm
shivers.
Her mama.
She shivers when she hugs Sissany. She loves her so much.
That's adorable.
It is.
She has the worst breath.
It's the worst.
You
it's
could not ever. Right. Imagine for a dog. I mean, if you think about the worst smell you could smell.
Yeah, but how
that's
about,
it times a thousand more.
Yeah. So let's
anyways,
let's go we're getting sidetracked.
So
we have an update.
If you are joining us for the very first time, welcome.
Sorry for the rocky start.
and sorry for the quality of our audio. As I mentioned, we are not on our normal equipment. But
are we technically on vacation?
We are. We're on vacation. So that's why it's a little off this week. But we just still wanted to produce a podcast. So here we are.
Yeah.
And especially because it's been a very big week. I had a major change done to my body.
That makes it sound like you literally got
huge
like a boob
job. She got triple Z's.
We went to the same triple Z's.
We went to Dr. DePro.
Wow, let's just see where he would want also, reality to these.
No, we've just been watching the DePro show. What is it? Botched?
Botched.
Oh, yeah. A Z would be no good.
No, but did not get a boob job.
I know.
I don't know why you went there. Who went there? Who said the boob job?
Relax.
Truly, Michael and I went there at the same time.
Like, if there's anybody that has listened
and we know what actually happened.
Yeah, but if there's anybody that actually, like, listens to this podcast consistently, like, they know that based on last week,
right.
The update is probably the fact that I got my IUD out. Right.
But is it, though?
It is.
Okay. Just checking.
So, dun-dun-dun, I got my IUD out.
I have, like, a lot of questions as a person younger than you who's never had an IUD. One.
Same.
Well,
let's go with Erica's questions first.
Let's go first with, you've had it
same
for how
ish.
Long?
Same-ish.
Like 2 years now?
A little over 2 years.
Okay. When you got it put in, did it hurt?
I think I remember it like feeling like a little pinch or a cramp type of feeling, but I had also just delivered twins 6 weeks prior.
So maybe so not me, so much.
Okay. Like, anything didn't really hurt.
It's like a pin drop.
Yeah. Like, okay. So, it well, wasn't, really. Like, and I think that's just kind of, like, any woman that, I guess some people get it. No, but many people get IUDs before even ever having a pregnancy. So, I would look at it. And I've seen a lot of your guys' DMs.
Can we back up? What does that mean, you would look at it? What do you mean?
No, she's saying what she would compare the pain to.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Come on.
Simmer.
Is it like a bad period?
Well, let me get to the period. Let me get to the period part.
Okay.
So.
Michael's so confused.
I'm going to give you two. Two scenarios. I'm going to give you the scenario as if you were just had a baby and then you get the ID in. And then I'll maybe give you a scenario of, like, you've never had given child or have had a child and what it would maybe feel like for that, which I don't know because in my case, I never had an IUD before my pregnancy. Yeah. So I will just go based off what I know. And for me, I had just had a C-section. So I didn't have, like, my nerves down there, like, wherever she did the incision.
Very small.
It's very small. You don't even see the scar now.
She did.
And honestly, like, I pride myself in her pride. So,
Dr. Francesca Rogers, amazing.
What up, girl? So, the nerves around that section were very numb for months
because you've been sliced through.
In theory, yeah, and it's so funny I know.
This is the one time the word literally works.
Because, like, maybe I should have done more research, but I never researched what a C-section was.
Dude, they are going through everything.
How do you not? I was with you the whole time. Okay.
Because I was just pregnant, and I was, like, you know, dealing with the babies and, like, just dealing with the fact that, like, I was all I was focusing
maybe
on.
Maybe you had a lot of other things going on.
And thank God, because when you told me that all my intestines were going to be out on the table.
I never told you that.
Or you said it happened, like you saw it.
Like past tense.
Someone told me. I don't know. Yeah. But like
I did see all of you outside of you.
Thank you. So
removed your intestines?
I didn't know that was going to happen before my C-section. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
So I just like, I didn't know what I freaking thought. Like I thought like they were just going to slice me open and the baby was going to pop right out and bleh.
By the way, they're like, Michael, don't look over the curtain.
And
like,
then
fine.
You looked over the curtain.
Well, no. Then they said, hey, Michael, your babies are born. Go see your babies, which are on the other side of the curtain. And then they're like, oh, hey, turn back because your other baby's coming. And you turn back and you're like, oh, God, there's no other scene than the whole thing.
Anyways. So, yeah.
But it's fine.
So you were somewhat
at the end
numb.
Of the day, it was fine.
I was very numb for months afterwards. Like, those nerves down there. And even still to this day, like, I can push down there and, like, it feels, like, different. Like, it's not the same. Anyways. So... to me, to get the IUD in was nothing.
Okay, that's what I mean.
Just, like, I saw her. She's like, what are you pushing down
no,
there?
No.
On the
what
scar above
is,
the top. She's, I don't.
My follow-up question was, like, can you feel anything down there?
Yes.
You can. Okay.
And obviously, like my actual vagina was not affected because I didn't have a vaginal birth.
Which
you think is potentially great,
which
right?
Michael's happy about. Because it's the same as he's met 11 years ago.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, let me take a sip real quick.
Okay, so your IUD insertion
was
probably better because you were partially numb.
It wasn't about me being numb. It was just more about the fact that, like, I had just been through so much, like, I guess, pain.
Also, your uterus had just been, like, the size of twins.
Whatever, yeah. And so, to me, it was just, like, it just popped right in and it was done. And I never felt it ever again.
Okay.
And even when she took it out, it happened so fast. So, that was my experience from being pregnant to having the IUD in. Now, if someone's getting one now and you've never been pregnant, then I feel like that's a whole different scenario. So maybe you'll feel a little bit more of a invasion.
So are you saying that it's like because you being pregnant and then you've got all these appointments, you're getting used
you're
to having your vagina
picked and probed and your legs spread out and things shoved
up
you.
Let's not scare everyone.
Honestly, I'm scared.
Yeah,
so.
Back off. First of all, okay. I'm the man here trying to calm everybody down. So let me mansplain. Sissany means well with this. And we're just, you know, she's going 100 miles per hour with it. And you kind of get this day by day versus 100 miles per hour at once, like in a story, okay? So
sure.
You don't have to get super discouraged that all this stuff is happening. But once you've lived through something, and if you're talking to people that have gone through this, then there's a camaraderie there, I would assume, and that's where her passion is coming from. But to not scare those ladies that have never had a child before, you actually step up to the challenge every time because you're going to the appointments and you're getting used to it all the time. But the point is like, if you've had a child, then you're probably less numb to the appointment of having something put in there versus
right.
your first time.
Right.
But that's
so,
what you're
you know, to, I yeah. would say I would recommend maybe, you know, just like taking a Motrin before you go in
okay.
or like what, you know, like a ibuprofen and that's all you really need. Like, it's not gonna hurt you. If you can put a tampon in you,
by
you can get like your IUD in.
Full arm going up, though.
No, not at all.
Full
no.
arm.
It's just like a pap
smear. What is this, like a Blink 182 album?
No.
What is this?
I don't know why you showed us your entire forearm.
She freaking put her finger on the bottom of her elbow.
Yeah.
As if she's
no.
just like, I am going in a rhinoceros.
No, no. It's nothing like that, Erica. You know, it's like, you know when you get a pap smear and they put like the curling iron looking thing in you?
Okay. I've never thought of it as a curling iron thing.
It looks like a curling iron.
By the way, I still have no idea what a pap smear is. And when you they say curling this... iron, that is...
It looks like a curling iron.
She's not wrong.
Is it hot?
No.
No.
Why would you say
that's why I panic. Because it's not hot. It's like... It's like a
clear
reverse clamp. So it's like they put it in and then they
go
like,
boom,
and it opens
everything. So then they can go in with a really long Q-tip and like
yeah.
squirm around and like do whatever. Sorry, I keep dropping F bombs.
Yeah.
And like every time I do that, Erica goes to her phone to say she has to edit that.
Yeah.
I will try my
but
best.
But yes, they put a large Q-tip up there to get the sample.
Yes.
Anyway.
So it's very similar to that.
Okay.
So she still uses that same exact clamp.
Oh. And
so
then like goes puts in, like little.
And then she just goes in. And then it when she's putting it in, that's. I do remember it being more painful when she put it in me. And it was in my. And pain I'm using loosely because it was not painful. It was
right.
just more of like a. Cramp, and then it was in.
Okay.
And then you're done. And then this last time, she went in, she's like, okay, you're going to feel some pressure, which is the same thing they say when you get your pap smear, so it's not
right,
a big deal.
Because they're like...
Okay, so here you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
Why did you call it a smear?
Anyways, we'll get
we
back
don't
to
know.
That. We don't know. Actually, I don't have
the you know what? That was a bad question.
Yeah.
So,
I revoked that question.
So then, before I know it, she's like, we're done. It's out. Do you want to see it? Do you want to see it? That's what she said. She's
did
like, do you want
it?
To see it? No, I didn't hold
oh,
it.
Okay.
She just like held it up and showed me. And like, there it was. It looks like a little like a droopy Y. Like,
yeah.
And that was it. And we were done. She was like, all right, you can get pregnant tonight.
So
and I was like, what?
What was it doing again? Was it an emitting?
That's what I'm
like,
confused about as well.
Was it a drug eluting contraption?
No, there's no hormones coming from it.
No,
right?
There's hormones. There's if you have the copper one I think is the one with no hormones.
Oh, okay.
I had the Skyla.
Copper?
I forget.
You put copper in there?
If you have a copper IUD, there's no hormones. It's just
copper.
Block. Yes, Michael.
I still don't know how this little,
God.
Like, T-shaped thing blocks babies from being
so
born.
I'm I guess I didn't realize that it was hormones because the fact that you could be pregnant right this moment. Is surprising to me.
It's
if
not
there's
like,
no hormones.
It's not
or if
like,
there are hormones.
I mean, it's not like it was a cork or anything. So
no, it's like a diaphragm.
Like,
so
no.
Yeah, okay. Let's not go there.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a cork.
Yeah.
That's a cork.
Sure.
Okay.
A diaphragm?
Isn't it? It's like
I
this weird
a diaphragm
like suction
was like
cap.
It was like a reverse condom.
Yeah, it's like this weird suction cup thing that goes like up in there.
Sure.
Anyways, all right. So this is a very graphic podcast.
Yeah.
I apologize if this is the first time you're tuning in and listening, but you know, well, we're being
oh, well.
Real. So that was my experience.
We are
and
not
I didn't think that it
certified
was
certified doctors by any
no.
chance. So you better check all this.
None of us.
With experts.
No, I'm just going based off my experience.
Yeah.
Like, this is like,
true.
You know, girlfriends talking in a living room.
But
with
did
their
you have
husband.
A diaphragm experience? Because what
no, I've never done that. I thought they only did that like in the 50s.
And I'll just leave my question there.
No, diaphragm still exists, but I
who does
so, I don't know. I'm not. So
I've never met one person
I
that
do
has
think
a
it's
diaphragm.
Literally a reverse condom though.
Anyways. So back to like my
I'm fine
experience.
Moving on from that.
Back to my experience with the IUD. If you've had a pregnancy, I don't see it being an issue as far as pain goes when you get one. If you've never been pregnant before and you're getting one just because you're like, whatever, in your early 20s and you're like, well, I'm for the next 10 years, which I have girlfriends that have done that. And one of my girlfriends. Yeah. And she actually just got hers out.
Now, do you think there's like a different side effect from having one that lasts longer versus shorter because of just like how it can emit the
hormone? So that's where I think people, that's where I think like the DMs that people were sending me on Instagram were trying to like get to the root of, like, tell me your IUD experience. Like, maybe they're not necessarily saying like it being inserted in me.
Right,
more so like, what were the last 2 years like? Like,
yeah, true.
And I can't tell you because I don't know. Like, I don't know what I would have been with or without it. And my experience is completely different from what yours is going to be because I have PCOS. So I have polycystic ovarian syndrome. Like, so I like, for me, it's like, oh, do they make you gain weight? Do they make you lose weight? It's like, no. But also, like, I have a very difficult time losing weight. And I always will for the rest of my life. Like, it's not like it's an easy thing for me because of my PCOS. So it's different for everybody.
Your PCOS, like, affected regular periods.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, like, you don't know if it was the IUD or the PCOS that necessarily stopped your periods.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
No, but it's very common when you get an IUD, you don't get a period.
Right.
So, like, my periods, although I still got them every month, for those 2 years, it was very light. So before that, we did the NuvaRing, right? I think I did the NuvaRing. I'm trying to remember. I'm
like, Michael literally has no idea.
The NuvaRing? Remember we had to keep it in the fridge?
No, yeah. No, I remember the NuvaRing, and I remember your periods before the IUD.
Oh, and they were like heavy.
Okay,
I know.
So
anyways, they were like really heavy, and they lasted for 8 days. Like,
oh my god,
it was every month. But I think they would go up like every 36 days, so it was like every 6 weeks maybe. But
so I can't obviously speak for her experience of it. But I'm just saying, but what I experienced from her doing, because she said her piece of it,
right,
it was more of the mood swings and the like, I'm like, what week is it? What's happening?
That's true.
What did I say?
But that still happened with the IUD. I still had not
moving. I'm not saying I'm an angel, but there are times.
I felt like they were normal. Like, I wasn't that much of a like those 2 years, was I?
No, I mean, but there were some times where you're just like, was I really that bad? And then you come back to me the next day. I'm like, oh.
I don't know. I think
all PMS is pretty bad. I will randomly have days where I'm just like, I'm crying over nothing. And then I'm like, oh no, I got my period the next day. Like, now I know why.
But I'll just be like, the same thing happened with us. And it's like, I'm like super emotional about something. And then the next day I get my period. And then he's like, that makes so much sense now. Why you were being such a bee yesterday.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, maybe you don't use those words, but I know what you're trying to say. So that has been my IUD experience.
So now
so
it's
go on there and get one.
So it's gone. And if you want to give you complete TMI, the minute it was
disclaimer,
removed.
Please
so,
turn off podcast if you do not want to hear this next message.
Well, it's been out of me for a little less than a week. And within the first day or two, I experienced bleeding. Okay. And I don't know if that's my period or if that's just experiencing because the IUD's out of me.
I think her body is cleaning up and getting ready to go.
It's at the tail end of it, But it's also around the time that I should be getting my period. So, like, if this was a period, then it came a week early, if that makes any sense. So
I'm going to let you.
That's hard to say.
I know. It's hard to say.
You're either, like, it's because a foreign object was removed from my body, or I just got my period early.
And I'm not an expert or a doctor, but I was just thinking, like, there's probably some healing going on. I mean, you can't just expect that 100% it comes out and that there wasn't some scar tissue or some sort of attachment to something to your body, like conforming to what was in there.
It could have just like triggered your period early.
And that's what I think too, but I can always call my doctor and ask her, but
please correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't your period a form of like kind of almost cleansing yourself out and kind of getting yourself ready for the next cycle?
Yes.
Essentially, yeah, it's like self-cleaning.
But
she did tell me, she was like, you might bleed, and she was like, you might have some cramping, which I've had both of.
So it's hard to say.
And to help other women, I think you've mentioned this before too, like when you were pregnant with the twins, that you would also shed extra blood, especially because you had two, that you would
shed more
blood.
Well, that was in the first, like, few weeks.
And it almost thought that you had scares, but what I'm tying that to is that it seems to be there's a pattern of your body with cleansing itself.
So I'm just a bloody person?
No, not your body specifically, but just women, right?
Michael trying to explain,
this is like the total, like, science part of me, right?
Right.
Like, you know, this is me just
trying
to
I don't
to
know
be
why
like,
I'm getting, like, a migraine.
Because we're talking about your vagina and our blood.
Yes.
I get what you're trying
anyways,
to say.
Anyways, we don't need to go super deep into this, but I was just noticing that it just
long story
it
short,
seems like your body's just
when
working.
I left the doctor's office, she did warn me, you might bleed and you might have some cramping after this. And that's all she said.
Right.
But in my case, my period was supposed to come in a week. So is it my early period, which can happen?
Right.
Or is it the cramping and the bloodiness of the whatever? And then I'm almost...
And then
I'm going to have a period in 2 days.
I guess we'll find out in 2 days.
I guess we'll find out. But either way... When I had my IUD in me, I barely had a period. I would have it for maybe 3 days of spotting. I'd have to put a tampon in once, and that was it. So, like, the minute I kind of saw, blood for that month, I would put a tampon in. I'd take it out after 4 hours or 5 hours.
Oh.
And then I never had to put a tampon in for the next 3 or 4 days.
I thought you were
about
to tell me that you left it for 3 days.
Ew,
and I was like,
no.
Hey, so I think that's not right.
No.
Okay.
So, right when I would start bleeding, I put a tampon in. Take it out after like four or five hours.
Like very little spotting.
And then nothing. I wouldn't have to do anything. Like the spotting was so minimal that I would just like, sometimes when I peed, you would see it on the tissue and that was it. So it wasn't like a big deal. So for me to see this much blood is a little alarming, I guess is what I'm trying to say, because it's been 2 years of me really not having to see this much blood.
Yeah.
So there we are. That being said.
It's a lot.
So, welcome, you know, women. This was, you know, a topic that I think
we needed. Blood. Like there was a lot. There's a lot of blood.
So this is a topic I think we needed to address, and I'm glad we went into very
honestly. It's so educational. Like even for me, who's just never had an IUD, I'm like, I don't know what it's like.
I will say, there's like a 3 year, 5 year, 10 year. I don't know if it goes
maybe
beyond that.
The 3 year. You know?
I liked the 3 year. I liked.
Hey,
I mean,
it's not bad.
I really was pushing for the 5 year when I had the twins.
Yeah.
Because that's the one I wanted, but our insurance didn't cover it. And
You could have gotten...
I wanted the five-year one when we had the twins. And I was like, but insurance didn't cover it, or they didn't have it. I forget what it was. And long story short, my doctor was just like, well, we have this three-year one that like somebody had ordered. And so we got it, but then they backed out. And so she's like, we have it. And so she basically...
You guys. So we've got this extra car. Last year's
I mean,
model.
It literally
it's
was.
Right there. It's pre-ordered and they didn't take it in.
I'm being honest. And she was like, even if your
you
insurance.
You want to take it for a spin?
That's what it was. She was like, even if your insurance doesn't want to cover it, like, she's like, I'll just give it to you. Like, we already have it. Like,
okay.
So she basically gave me like a free IUD, basically. And it was 3 year
free
one.
UD.
Free UD.
Yeah.
And it was the 3 year, I think it was the Skyla. I'm so bad at it. Every time someone asks me, they're like, and which one do you have? I was like,
Is it the Kylina?
No, it's not the Kylina's, I think, the 5 year.
Okay.
I think it's Skyla. They're all they all sound like stripper names. It's really weird. They really do.
Honestly, though, like
Skyla.
It's kind of good that you got the 3 year anyway, because you took it out before.
I took
then
it out
anyway.
2 years.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Here we are.
But
I'm 36 years old. Maybe get pregnant within the next 6 months to a year, which will make me somewhere around 37. And then here we are. Michael's taking Dakota outside to go potty.
Are you thirsty?
So yeah. I think that that is a good amount of time that we've spent on IUD
yes.
education. It's just been like a little bit of a crazy week, all things considered. I don't know, just because like that happened a few days ago, and then we already had our little like staycation planned where we're gonna like go away from the kids, which I recommend. I know that a lot of you were like DMing me and saying like, oh, do you feel guilty about like leaving your kids and like this and that? And no, I don't. I don't feel
guilty.
You guys
have been with them nonstop for 5.5 months.
I think it's so important for you to take time for yourself as a parent. Even if it's not, like a nice, like a hotel, like that Michael and I did, like even if it's you guys just going to dinner,
right,
like
a
or
full
getting
date
out,
night.
Like going to park, like it just like get away, like be alone.
You know what could help?
The two of you, even if it's in your backyard, like you don't even have to leave your house.
Right.
Once the kids go to bed, go in your backyard and like make it a point to like have a picnic out there, like have a dinner or something that just
detaches
you.
If you're really worried about that, just do something focused with the kids right before or right after that you know that you're going to have that time for
like
them.
Uninterrupted.
And then do something with yourselves. And that's like kind of what we did, right? We're on the staycation. Well, not staycation with the family, but we're going on a vacation with the family.
Right.
But before we did that, we did a staycation together so that you and I can have some time apart before we're about to be, you know, well, I mean, we're always 24/7 with them. But, you know, just 24/7 in not our
with
home.
With no work.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Too.
With no work.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
And anyways.
I just think it's important, and I don't think that, like, you should ever feel guilty about focusing on your relationship with your partner, because it's, at the end of the day, like, and, like, I don't know. At the end of the day, they're going to be gone. They're going to be going to college. And, like, if you don't...
They're going to go to college in 16
If you
years.
Don't work on your relationship with, like, your partner, then where's it going to leave you guys? If it's always about the kids...
Well, especially since you got your IUD out again. I'm like, could you imagine, like, just... Well, and you know, I'm sure a lot of people actually... This happens to a lot of people. Is you go... Okay, backing up. I know I haven't actually completed my sentence, but...
Okay.
When you took that fertility test thing.
Oh, yeah. You did the modern fertility.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And they said you were fertile myrtle. And they're just like, could you imagine if, like, boom.
Not only did they say I was fertile myrtle, they said that based on my blood work and, like, my hormone levels and all this BS, that it's a
all
known.
This BS?
Well, like, true BS. That it's a known fact that I release multiple eggs per cycle.
Well, yeah, that
like it but basically
then,
shows
which
that
is
I have a high
have
probability
multiples.
For twins or multiples.
But
yeah.
And I believe I've heard this before, and it makes sense. But just like right after you've had a child, everything's kind of just like working, and that's why it's very easy for you to. My sister and I are, I think, like 13 and a half months apart, right? So it's very easy for you to technically get pregnant, you know, that easy.
Right after,
and
yeah.
It makes sense, right? You know, the husband's like, hey, man, it's been like 10 months, 9 months, let's get... And so, anyways.
Ew. Yeah.
Hey, the baby's out, like, let's get going.
I'm not even sure where you're going.
It feels like you're milking a cow. You're like,
hey, come on.
Hey, you put both your hands up, like, you're like, milking.
You know,
it's like, hey, it's time to get back in the barn.
You know, we're all... We're all trying to be there for you, like, oh, that was so great. Like, you did such a great thing. Like, you gave life. That's awesome. Like,
you gave
hey, like,
life.
Are you
stop rubbing
are you,
me?
Are you working?
I feel like I should go.
Are you working again?
Oh my
you know,
god!
You know, like, is it open for business?
Ew,
Sissany
Michael.
Sissany would always say, "Shop's closed." Like,
shop is closed.
No,
the shop's open
like,
right
it's
now.
Shop's open. But anyway, so that you know that can happen and very easily, and so.
So anyway. You're fertile. Take a staycation.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
Highly recommend a staycation.
What were we talking about again?
I was basically
so
trying
anyway,
to get
yeah,
to
we,
the
we're,
point
we're,
of us going away for a night for a hotel. And we just,
what
like,
I was saying is, but we, you know, you're, so we had the baby, mm-hmm. and it's almost like it took us a little bit of...
The babies.
2 years.
Not the baby that you saw in the VMAs, but
it
like...
It took us 2 years to get out of almost that baby haze.
Yeah.
And so some people are going right into it right after a year or so. And you know what? I can't even comment there because I haven't done it. So more power to you that you're in there and getting it back to back, because, you know, here we are thinking about it again with a lot of memory loss about it.
But we're still like a year out.
Yeah.
We're still a year out. Like, at the end of the day, like, okay, maybe I get pregnant this month.
You could have gotten pregnant 2 days ago. Who knows?
Perhaps. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Just because the whole blood situation. Right. But,
jeez.
I mean, I don't know if this is a period or whatever it is.
Yeah,
right.
Like, who knows? We heard.
I don't know either. But what you're saying is, it's good to focus on your relationship, because if there's going to be another baby, you've got to have a strong foundation.
Well, that, plus we were talking about just like how we were reconnecting with each other also. And right. So part of that is doing those things. And you do feel a little guilty here and there in the beginning, but it's like, if you're putting that time with them
perfect
so that you
example.
Can put time for you, then you don't overthink it too much.
Right.
Because that's exactly what you're doing, is you're overthinking
perfect
it.
Perfect example. And I'm not trying to call you boring, because I don't think you are at all.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's just start off with that. You know. I'm not trying to say this.
Michael is like the, you know.
You're putting me in a box.
Okay. let me get out my words, okay?
Okay?
I'm just like trying to work. I'm trying to work through it as I'm actually saying it.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Perfect example of.
Is it perfect?
I think so. Is. We had our staycation and it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. We had a beautiful sushi dinner. We stayed in a nice hotel. We had great sex.
Okay.
And, you know, whatever. And, you know, it was a great night. It was a night. That's all it was. Like, we
right.
went, like, not even 24 hours away
right.
from our children.
That's all it was to you?
Stop.
Just a night?
Stop. It was a great time away from our reality, per
yeah.
se.
We slept in.
Yeah, slept in. Michael was fun, you know? Like, he wasn't, like, saying no to things. Like, sometimes he
wow.
says no to things. Wait. Getting there. I'm getting there. Uh-huh. So then the next day goes by. Yeah.
It's today.
That was... Mm-hmm. No, the next day goes by. We came home.
Oh,
we slept. Then the next day. So we wake up. I realize I left my AirPods at the hotel.
Right.
Mm. And I was very, like... sad, because I was like, these are expensive AirPods, and not only that, Michael bought them for me for my birthday, and he personalized them.
Ooh, your birthday, like, just passed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they say my name, and, like, they're just, like, you know, they're special to me, and
yeah.
I was like...
They're expensive.
Okay, and they're expensive. And and I was like, crap, dude, I freaking lost the AirPods.
Right.
Like,
she wasn't gonna tell me.
Oh.
So, and this is how my brain works. Like, at first, I was just like, okay, so, like, I lose the AirPods. I'm going to buy them. I'm just going to buy them and replace them, and I'm never going to tell them. He won't never know.
Oh, my God.
But I told you I was going to do that, so that says a lot about me.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Not really doing it.
Whatever.
Anyway,
build yourself back.
I called the hotel. They say, we found them. Come and get them. So we had to go and run some errands this morning. And we ran the errands. And then, like, during that time, I tell them, I was like, hey, so, like, the hotel called me. And I got to go pick up my AirPods. What do you mean your AirPods? I was like, well, you know,
I left them.
He's like,
yeah.
What? Oh, whatever. Fine. Blah, 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 blah. So we go back and we get them. And, like, and this is, like, now around lunchtime, and we're getting kind of hungry, and we don't have the kids, luckily. So they're back at the house with, like, a family relative. And so I was like, so I'm like, should we just get something to eat, like, on the way, maybe? Like, it's, like, on Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
And so I was like, maybe we could find anything, Pinches Tacos, like, whatever. And then we were, like, kept going back to, like, that rooftop place that we had brunch at before we left from our staycation.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, should we just go back to that place? Like, because it was so good. And he was just so like, you're so spontaneous and just like, all right, F it. Like, yeah, fun, blah, blah, blah. But like,
someone's got the kids. Who
sometimes
cares?
Like, you just need that mentality, like in whether it's like both of you guys in a relationship or maybe one of you in the relationship to like, just kind of like go with the flow and like,
yeah,
that adds excitement, I think, for to sure. a marriage, you know, than as opposed to like someone always being like, no, we got to get home or no, we got to do this or no. Like, and it could, that could be me or that could be Michael. Like, it doesn't have to be like one or the other because, you know, I'm the same person that if I have crap going on or
you're like, we got to go.
We got to go. Yeah. You know, like if I have work or like I have something to do, like there's no way if ands or buts. And he has work. He has a lot of work that he has to do.
So ladies, give your husband the chance to actually do the thing you're complaining about so that they don't have to do it right after you just complained about it, you know? So the good thing about today was that didn't happen, but there's so many times that does happen. And so you just like...
Where Sissy's like, you're not spontaneous.
Yeah, he's like, well, why don't we just go out and just have some fun? I'm like, well, you know what? Now I'm not going to book it.
Right.
Because they're like, and what... And it's so much like an Eddie Murphy, what have you done for me lately freaking joke. So I'm like, we just went out on this thing. Anyways, if you give them a chance and tell them what you would like to do, and even if you help set them up.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes there's a lot of reasons, whether you may agree with it or not, as to why your man may have not planned it yet or wants to plan it. He's thinking of thousands of other things, but he also wants to get to this and do it. And then it almost happens like clockwork. Two nights, three nights, maybe even the night before you've got something planned. And the fight happens. Like, you never take me out to dinner.
This feels so and you're familiar. Just like,
are you f***ing kidding? Well, anyways. Beep.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I have the dinner. The dinner is tomorrow night. If you just...
Well, this is like textbook of like our fights that we would have before
this
we were engaged.
Textbook life with
relationships. Yeah, we were engaged. It was like, when are you going to propose? And he already had the ring. And it was like, you're never going to propose. It's like, when I waste my time with you. Like all these dumb fights that we had. And it was like, oh. Anyways, so it was very fun and it was very spontaneous. At the end of the day, if I wanted to do that, I could have convinced him to do it even if he didn't want to. But it was more the fact that, like, you were more like, let's do it.
Let's just have fun.
And when we were there, it was like, let's have another drink. And I was like, okay. This is so cool. Yeah.
So excited.
Because the waitress came back. She's like, because I finished mine first. And she's like, do you want another one? And Sissy was already saying, like, I don't know. I'm like, yeah. She's like, me too. Like right afterwards.
It's just like, I don't know, because I'm following you. Like, if I drink, I'm not driving. So, like, then I'm watching Michael. So
well, I get mine in early so that I have enough time
to. And then you
relax
for a little while. And then
And so then, so he was going for it. I was like, all right, well, I'm having. And then I texted Eric. I was like, so we're not going to do the podcast today.
And then, you know, here we are. You guys have the best married relationship. Like, I don't know. I guess I don't have that many married friends, but I just feel like you guys are just, like, you have this really good balance between, like, let's go to brunch or, like, let's go to lunch and have fun. And, like, we gotta, you know.
Yeah, and we came home and dealt with dirty poo-poo diapers and, like, cranky
spent
babies
hours with the kids. And the whole reason you were out in the first place was to get them something.
Exactly. So. The only reason we left was to find the Veer wagon, which
Sissy
we found.
Found the only one in Los Angeles.
I'm not even exaggerating when I say that. I'm not.
They're obsessed with it.
It's, we've been wanting this wagon
for a while.
By
the way, I brought up this wagon like 2 years ago, and she looked at me like.
No.
They were nothing back then.
And yeah, and 2 years ago, you couldn't put them in this wagon. So I was like, it's not the time. We don't need it.
That's true. And it wasn't 2 years ago, but whatever.
And now here we are. And you can get this wagon at Nordstrom's tomorrow, and it can get shipped to you the next day. But we're leaving for our vacation, and so I was like, we need it now. And of course, we went to the last minute.
It's a really dope wagon. I mean,
it's a dope wagon. I wish I could be rolling around in it.
Yeah, not to go all ad on this, but I mean, just we go through a lot of crap, and then you just within the less than a minute that I've used that thing, all of the things that I care about are on it.
Yeah.
You know, like anyways. But, yeah.
And even Aza, I unboxed it.
We can use it first and see if it actually works, but so far,
I unboxed it, and Aza sat in that wagon, I'm not even exaggerating, 3 hours. Like, Granted, she was watching her little crack TV on Netflix, Cocomelon. If you're a parent, you know about Cocomelon.
Dude, I love Cocomelon.
I'm not even a parent, and Cocomelon is like a thing.
No, I love it because, and it's weird because maybe it's coronavirus content building up slash just Netflix.
Whatever, they're genius.
Just Netflix streaming content also happening because we're all in this whole streaming trend in general, and that's just building up. But when we first had the kids, in terms of trying to find baby content that wasn't just like...
We talked about this in the last podcast, I think.
...classic cartoon was really hard to find. Like, just cartoon content with just... There's nothing behind it versus the teaching you the ABCs or, you know, songs and this and that. And what I love about them is that they actually, you know, make up their own stuff versus take the same nursery rhymes and just repeat it over and over.
Yeah,
and over.
Like at the first song on the first season is like, here we go, something on the first day of school. And it's like talking about the first day of school. Like it's like not like it's like, I'm going to get my shoes and I'm going to get my lunch and I'm going to get my mom
to buy.
Yeah, they
just make songs about the life. So it's teaching the kids stuff.
It's cute.
Which is
also, today was the first time I could get them to do the ABCs with me. And I was shocked. I thought they would know like ABCD. And then they were like, W, X. And I was like, what?
Well, the cutest part was they just memorized it first. So they'd be like, they would just go through the sound like, nah, nah, num, I see, ne, sa, u, tu, ting, me. It was great.
And now they know W, which is like a moment. I had a moment with Asa when she said W. I was like, oh my God.
What's so special about W?
Yeah, why do you like W so much?
It's just like a big word.
It's a letter.
Race, but it's a big word.
It's a big word.
It's a letter. Technically, W is a word.
Yeah,
I mean, W?
If you spell it, yeah.
W.
Sissy's looking into space right now.
Right.
Anyways. Right.
And now it's time for... Flashback
fishbowl.
Fishbowl.
All right. Reaching in to the fishbowl, which, by the way, always taking your questions.
Your suggestions for flashbacks.
Your curiosities.
Yeah.
For flashback fishbowls. Flashing back here. Got one.
If you don't ask, we can't tell.
What's the funniest thing each of the kids have done?
Ooh.
Mm. Oh, no. That one's just like...
What's the funniest thing each one of the kids has done? Well, how about you talk about Aza's naming of her doll?
Oh.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. And I'll think of one for
myself. Okay. So I got Aza this little, like, I wanted to get her Barbie. And I was like, all right. She's a little young because they say three and over, blah, blah. So I was like, let me find one that doesn't have that many accessories that come with the box.
So it's not like the little shoes coming
exactly.
off.
Exactly. So I found a mermaid Barbie.
Nice.
And so really all she came with was actually nothing. I think it was just the Barbie itself. Like, I don't think she had any accessories. So I got her this mermaid Barbie. And she's super cute. And you push her fins and they light up. And I told her, I was like, this is a mermaid. Like Ariel. Like Little Mermaid. And I was like, she's a mermaid. And I was like, well, you should name her. Like, what do you want to name her? Like, any name. Like, I don't know what she's going to say. She could say anything. Julie, Judy, you know, Mary, anything. And I was like, what's her name? And she goes, Fish. Like, all right, cool. So that was that.
Name her
that, was
fish?
That was the first one. She thought maybe... Like, maybe she
couple
give
days
a
go. Couple days go by. Like I really didn't. I didn't even like cry at it. So the next day, or like maybe a couple days later, I was like, "Here's your mermaid again. What's her name? Fish." All right. I let it simmer again. More days. Now it's been like 3 or 4 weeks. You ask her every time that mermaid is named Fish. Oh, Fish. She's beautiful. She's got blonde hair. Like,
a couple of streaks.
Streaks, yeah.
Her name is Fish.
Her name is Fish.
It's always amazing to me, and I know they're like two, and I know that I'm probably just in denial that they're like humans and whatever, but like their memory just shocks me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially because these last 6 months.
They even tell me that now. So like the Cocomelon has this whole beach scene, and you know how like Aza's not cool with the beach and everything?
Right.
She had the audacity to mention, and they're like, Daddy, remember the beach?
I'm like, oh, I remember. Oh, I remember how much you hated the beach, okay?
I'm like, do you remember the beach? Oh, wow. My gosh.
And well, today they saw you for the first time in months. Or no,
well, no,
months.
No, no. I've seen them twice in the last 2 months. Okay. And that's it, though.
But they saw, and then Erica was just like, did you warn them that I was coming?
Right,
and
I was sure.
And I was just like, absolutely not. Like, honestly, I forgot you were coming over today.
Sydney forgot that I was coming over, so.
So anyways, I was like, no. She was like, because they ran after me, and they were like, Tia Erica. And they like, they literally were just all about
it. Okay, so what's one of Maxon?
I feel like Maxon has so many funny moments.
Well, I thought you had it already. I was sharing mine while you were thinking of yours.
I was giving you an opportunity if one comes to mind.
Well, this one's maybe not so funny.
I have a backup one.
Are we going to talk about the TV?
If it's not so funny, then...
I think it's more cute. So, the other day, our nanny was taking them out for the daily walk that she always takes them out on.
That is cute, I guess.
And,
That's very sweet.
And... She and Aza didn't want to go. Aza wanted to stay in her room, and she wanted to like lay all her stuffed animals in a row on the ground and like and pretend like she was the teacher.
She was in her mode, and she's like, I don't want to be interrupted.
Exactly. Right. So she was just like, I'm playing school, and like we're having Mimi time, so it's nap time.
Okay.
It's like,
I can't leave my children.
Exactly. So she had all her stuffed animals in a row, and I was like, it's okay. I'm like, you guys go. Like I'll stay with Aza, and you know, it's not a big deal. So. My nanny comes back. She was just like, so did Aza, you know, I was like, she's like concerned because Maxon was not here and like, she missed him. And I was like, no, like she didn't even bring him up once.
She didn't say a word.
And she was like, oh my gosh, because the whole walk, Maxon just kept like crying for Aza and was just like, Aza would love to see those flowers and Aza this and Aza that. And just, oh. Aza, like, it was just like, he was so concerned that Aza wasn't there. And I was like, that's my sweet boy.
So... Were either of you like Aza growing up?
I was like Aza.
Mm-hmm. And you, okay, you were closer to being a twin because your sister was 13 months younger.
Yeah.
But you weren't that sweet brother to Michelle.
Whoa.
Okay,
Time out. Let's
you
back
were.
Up.
That's a question.
First of all, I want to go back. This happened earlier during dinner. And Erica, you asked me this loaded question, I felt.
Right.
Like,
that
when I was younger,
we
whether,
didn't get to the end
whether
of
I was kind. As a child.
Right.
I just want to back up a little bit. Why is it if you're asking as a child if I was kind? Is there some understanding that maybe I have some kind vibes, but I'm not there?
No, I'd say you're pretty kind. You cleaned up our whole dinner.
Oh.
But
you really kind. Kid? Yeah. Do you use Windex?
He like wiped down the table and everything. So,
that is kindness.
But the difference is, I think I'm a pretty nice person now.
Mm-hmm.
I was not as a kid. So that's why I
Yeah,
asked
and
that.
I feel like the same way. Yeah. I was kind of like...
I was kind of a brat as a kid, but I think I'm pretty nice now.
I was very kind, but very hyper. So that's the difference.
I call BS.
I love...
Yeah, something about this doesn't feel right.
Wow.
I do, only because of stories that I've heard from like your parents and like...
Of what?
I mean, I don't want to get into it on the podcast, but you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. So, I was always very hyper.
Meaning hyper? I had meaning, you stick with that.
I mean, yeah, I always had a lot of energy. I was always super energetic. I loved being center of attention and all this other stuff.
Okay.
But I would also have a lot of love to give. So I would always hug my sister, and she would hate it. She would freaking push me away.
So was
she
it
was
too
scratch-
much love to
too much
been.
Love. It's the same way
could
he
been.
Hugs me and the kids at this
been.
Point.
Could have been. Sorry. I have love for villages, okay? Sorry. I just can't. So I was kind. I've always been very empathetic. I've always felt a lot of people's pain. I don't know. That's just the way I've been. I've always thought of what other people
now
might
with
be
the kids.
Thinking.
Like, he literally, like smothers them, and, like, especially Aza. She's always just, rah. It's very rare that, like, she's, like, into it. Like, she's
never
really into it.
No, she loves it sometimes. But then
sometimes?
She's also, no, because, you know.
It's like me. I love it sometimes when we're in a hotel room in West Hollywood,
and
it's
you know,
time for
but,
it.
But you know what?
And not when I'm watching, like, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on Bravo, and I just, like, don't want to be touched.
Okay,
like,
well, that's just a problem. Double problem. Because it's not a good influence, that show, anyway. So...
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win?
Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
But, you know, I'd rather kiss and smother my kids.
That's
and
true.
Be able to say I didn't regret a single day
of because, not loving you,
because they freaking know, and they probably know more than they want to. But
well, I will see Aza.
Aza will, you know, as much as she pushes away, she does love it because she knows she's loved, and so she'll be like smile and she'll be like, mess.
Oh my gosh. Okay, tonight you were like tickling her and then you stopped and she looks at me. She sees I'm just like a victim here. Like she's like, I can get her to do anything. She goes, Mastia Erica. And I'm like, oh, I gotta tickle her now. I have to tickle her. It was the best. My favorite day.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But yeah, no, you're right. Like, even if she's like screaming, she's like.
But no, exactly. I was always the more emotional one. And, you know, all of that. And so you can see that in Maxon.
Yeah.
And Aza, you definitely see a lot more assertiveness. And as much as I would have liked to be that person, and I think I've become more of that person.
As you grew up.
As I grew up and things like that I worked on, that was definitely not my natural side. And I see that's definitely Sissany. Like, Sissany's got this natural, like, confidence and this natural fire that is just like, I'm here.
It's a very Aries thing.
And it just won't go out. Right. It really won't.
Like, well, thank God.
It's a lot.
I think it's cool. Your kids are going to be a mix of that, though. Like, your kids will probably both inherit, like, sensitivity.
Well, they switch. And, like, I'll see things from Aza that's me, and I'll see things from Max. And
well, because they're Taurus. Like, Michael's a Taurus. Both my kids are Taurus.
Right. But, like, but they have you as a mom.
Maxon will not go to sleep. And Aza will freaking can't wait to go to bed. She'll ask to go to bed.
Yeah,
and
I love literally, to sleep. Aza rubs her eyes. She's like, me, brush teeth. Aww. Like, she's literally like, what kid says, I want to go brush my teeth?
You heard him. He was singing Twinkle Little Star.
For like an hour.
Yeah, it's like a concert.
It's just like freaking ballads.
And Baba Black Sheep. There was a
lot. Yeah, he went through his whole catalog of songs. Yeah.
He's got an album. All right.
Anyways, for years to come, speaking of years, for over 40 years, American Career College has provided quality hands-on training for the next generation of healthcare workers. ACC offers a variety of programs, including dental assisting, medical assistant, radiography, and so much more. ACC, they're committed to their students' success. Although ACC cannot guarantee employment, their career services department offers coaching and training needed to stand out and be ACC ready for career opportunities. Financial aid and scholarships are available for those who qualify. You can learn more at AmericanCareerCollege.edu. ACC cannot guarantee employment. Shout out to ACC. Sup? What is up?
All right, you want to do questions?
Let's do it.
I think we actually covered some of them, so okay. I'll skip over those ones. But Martha wants to know where your easels are from.
IKEA!
So they're also chalkboards?
So they're chalkboards, they're dry erase boards, and then you can put the roll of paper in the middle, and then you can make them be like a paint.
Wow.
So they're very universal, and they were $20.
By the way, though, to get these $20 easels, Sissany pretty much went to Disneyland to do that.
That's true.
Because there was a huge line and all that. But hey, you get through it, and it's worth it.
No, and don't be intimidated by the IKEA line, because they let in probably like 15 to 20 people in at a time. And that happens like every maybe 3 minutes. So you'll get on. And it looked like it would probably take an hour and a half to wait in this line, but it only took like 25 minutes. Okay. So, and that was the IKEA in Burbank. So I don't know where you guys are going to IKEA, but that was just my experience at the IKEA in Burbank. And it was $20 for those easels. Very impulsive buy. I found them and I saw them. And
very
like,
worth it, right?
They use them all the time.
Well, especially now, at home.
Debbie asked, do you think it's okay for parents to go out every weekend? We talked a little bit about this.
Oh, every weekend?
And I don't think she's saying, like, stay out away.
Well, here's the problem with that. It's just such an open lack of context thing, right? Because if you are, you know, really focused with your kids and you're like involved with them and you're having those moments during the week, then why not? Because
like,
you know,
go out to dinner,
like whatever. Weekend. Because but because the opposite side of that is, I think there's a lot of things that we have on the weekends where we really get to spend that extra quality time mm-hmm. because we are working during the week. And while we do spend time with them, it's not that uninterrupted kind of full day type of thing right. where you have those pieces. So when you're saying you're going out every weekend, but then you're not doing it during the week, I think over time, you're just missing opportunities, personally. But yeah. if it's not that,
then I feel like in Michael that context, and I really, like,
why not?
I feel like Michael and I really find moments to have time alone. I mean, well, first of all, it's a given as soon as they go to bed.
Right.
Like, so
right.
it's like, but I know for many parents, the minute the kids go down to bed, for us, they go down really early, like between 7 and 8. Some other parents, it might be in like the 9 to 10 region, right. and then they're tired too, so then they just go to bed too. So then you really don't spend time with each other. Michael and I do spend time with each other. Like, we, like, when they go to bed, we have those few hours, whether it's like drinking some wine up and watching like the last bit of the sunset, mm-hmm. like before it, you know, gets dark, or, you know, just even
or
watching
late dinner or whatever. Or,
yeah, whatever it is. But I consider that a very minimal date night, I guess you could say, but like not necessarily. Like, so I don't think we need to like go to a restaurant every single weekend. Like, that's not, to me,
right.
doesn't justify a date night. It could be as simple as just being in the backyard alone without the kids, having a glass of,
I'm telling you, the butter schedule, Chardonnay. Get the kids on a schedule. It's money.
Money.
You get 8 o'clock. You get 7:30 if you're lucky.
And even 7 like o'clock, and you witnessed sometimes it. Like tired. we put them down, and today was late. Like today we usually put them down between 7:00 and 7:30. Today we put him down almost like at 8 o'clock, and Maxim was still singing up until 9 PM.
Which is fine, like, but he's in his room.
He's in his room and
we're
he's
out
like
of here.
And he's not like jumping out of the crib.
No, and he's
yeah.
like
he's and then and really just
he,
you get
he
your
knows
time.
He knows that that's time for him to be in his room. And I'm hoping, mark my words, we're going to get the beds in a few weeks. I already got the shipment from Pottery Barn that it's coming.
Okay.
They're going to be in their big kid beds where they have the freedom to get up and roam and, like, get out of bed. And we'll
There's
see
something
where we
in
have.
The structure that, at least for me, helps me also. So I don't know if this would help for guys, and they don't know it yet, right? But knowing that if I'm at – because we're working from home, right?
Right.
Knowing that if I can get out, like, right at 12 for lunch because the kids are going to nap around 12:30, 12:45 – I get a awesome, just free, which I wouldn't normally have when I would be working, you know, 30 to 45 minutes with the kids right before they go to bed. And it's because I know about that, I can mm-hmm. jump in there and do that versus nothing at all. Same thing with the fact that, you know, your work day is like, you know, you're 5 right. o'clock and you can just be here. And if I've got to work a little later, okay, but why work from 6 to 7 where I can pause, go see the kids, and then from 7 to 8, maybe finish it,
yeah.
right? So, again, there's just all these little things from the schedule you may not understand. But, I think that's out of context. But maybe with what we said, you give you some guidance on that answer.
Get them on a schedule so they'll just sing themselves to sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. We talked about mom guilt.
But so. Hold on. Can we, is this user's name Mr. Sneeze or Mrs. Mrs. Knees? Mrs. Knees.
Hilarious. So the username is MRSNZ3. I think it was a female, so I think it's Mrs.
Sneeze.
NZ3.
I think it's Mr. Sneeze.
Oh my gosh.
I think it was Mr. Sneeze. She asked if you get mom guilt, but I think you kind of answered that.
Mom guilt?
Well, but in the early stages, you would have mom guilt.
About going out and such.
Or not mom guilt.
I have it now. Even today, leaving the house, Maxim was just like, mommy.
Or maybe not mom guilt, but what was it like? I remember in your very early postpartum, because you were healing, right? And you needed to heal. We were almost trying to tell you, like, you need to rest. And she would get up because she felt guilty that she wasn't helping.
About not getting up and getting
up. Like, well, I'm the
mom.
I was
getting mad at Michael because, like, he was handling everything. And I was just like, I'm the mom. I need to be, like, I need to be getting
I'm
up.
Like, you
and
just
I need
had
to be getting
C-section, right,
like,
major surgery.
Had major surgery.
I just saw your whole insides outside right. on a table. Like, I know that's not settling in right now. Like, you, but then it's this whole antsiness if you want to. And I just kept trying to remind, like, yeah, you did, like, 9 months.
Right.
Like, you can't. But it's still not easy. But anyways, I think, so there's always going to be that mom guilt in the first stage naturally, I think. And it's right. just, how do you deal with it then so that you could also then evolve into the next stage of it, which is you don't need to be there all the time. Because maybe this is how you get past the mom guilt, is that by you helping your kids detach from you, you're also going to help them kind of get on their own and succeed in the world. So you have to find that way to give them that balance. Otherwise, you being there all the time is not really going to help them.
I also feel like when it comes to mom guilt is I introduce other things to them that they might not have experienced before. So like, for example, Aza is really interested in the kitchen at this point. Like she, anytime I'm doing anything, mm-hmm. She sees me starting to do breakfast. She sees me crack an egg without telling her. Like she is offended. Like she's literally just like, I'm sorry, you started breakfast and like I wasn't involved. Like, Aza help. And everything's third person. It's so funny.
Aza help. Sure.
Yeah. Like she wants to like come and help and they have their little stools that they come up. And I let her crack the eggs, and she cracks all the shells in them. And like, I have to sit there and scoop them out today. Michael was eating his breakfast burrito. He was like, this has shell. And I was like, well.
That's your daughter.
Aza helped.
Yeah.
But I think that, like, the more I do, like, fake tasks that I usually would have just done by myself. Because it would have been easier to just do breakfast for everybody and, like, be done with, like, egg and cheese little burritos for everybody.
By the way, Sissany's like a breakfast zombie. It's like she could be not even sober, but get up on a Sunday morning and do breakfast blind and then have...
I literally made six burritos today. People. I was
just blind.
Wow.
But anyways, like, I just think, like, the more you introduce them to do, like, other things, then, like, you don't have the guilt of, like, going out and going to do a workout class or, like, you know, going for a run.
Spend time with you.
Or, like, whatever it is, going on our weekend. Like, I think it's,
You just have to find a way to define those moments that you can then define your own. And then otherwise it's not just this huge gray line, because eventually you need to find that space and
it kind of goes back to the like they're eventually gonna move out.
And stop!
So much time with them.
But you know what, 16 years?
Right.
16 years they'll be out of here.
You've already been with him for 11.
Well, that's how long I've been in radio for 16 years. And it feels like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's
like you gotta make sure all things are balanced. We did the IUD talk. So last question, Jessica wants to know where you got that horse or where that horse is from.
It's my nephew's.
Nephew's horse. Aza was, you posted a...
Oh, God bless you.
Thank you.
Look at that sneeze.
Wow. You posted a story of her riding it. Guys, so. It cleared, I swear. But you posted a story of Aza riding a horse.
That I was know. Like a what's so funny, you're supposed cycle? To like put your, they're supposed to like push the little feet down on the pedal. Bless you again. Oh my God, we're all, so in 2 weeks we have no podcast, guys,
because
we
I
all
think got I'm COVID. Allergic to the dogs.
Oh, no, you're not. You didn't come to my house for like 6 years. You're not allergic
maybe
to
maybe it's
my
to that
dogs.
Ugg blanket you're wearing. Maybe you're allergic to shit.
Look at Dakota's like blowing away from you. She's like, bish, you trying to tell me you're allergic to me?
We'll have to figure it out.
Anyways.
It's something my nephew got for Christmas.
Okay.
We don't know.
It's like a horse riding.
No, but here's a funny story.
With wheels on it.
So you're supposed to push, the kids are supposed to push their feet down on the pedals, and that's what makes it like move.
Yeah.
But Aza was too short, so she figured out a way to contract her body, her little tiny torso of body, and her feet didn't even reach the pedals, but because of her strength, she was able to contract herself enough to like push it down to where the horse was moving.
She would squeeze
the... She would pull the handles
exactly.
She would squeeze the saddle, and with her momentum, actually
lift it
in the air.
And then
and
be able to...
the gravity to make it go down. Versus where you, if you pushed on the pedals
would lift do that.
You.
Okay. So she was figuring out like she's, you can like she could move the body of the horse with her much, inner thighs. And so she was just like,
she is so strong.
She's pretty much a Russian gymnast.
Right.
That already has a gold medal in the Olympics.
Yeah. You guys have said, you know, for months now, like, oh, she's so strong. She like wants to like stand
she
on can like do, your
oh,
hands.
She was standing at 4 months old.
She does finger push-ups.
But she today, I'm like,
she does.
you know, I don't remember. I picked her up, and then she was just trying to climb up my body with her feet. So I'm holding her under the armpits, and she's using her legs to climb
up. She's in her third round of Cirque du Soleil.
Yes. Where I was like, you are so strong, it's freaky.
If we're in the pool, I'd be like, Aza, you want to fly? She's like, see. And then she's like, I'm like, okay, be stiff. Great. She goes, like, she stiffs out her body, like, hands on hips. Hands on hips.
I'm still not 100% on this.
And then I grab her by the thighs.
I'd like for her to have her knee cartilage for a few more years.
I'm not even using her knees. There's nothing, there's it's no pressure like her on her knees. Body. It's all her core. And I'm holding her by her thighs. I hold her up like this, and she's just stiff.
Like how? Show everybody on the podcast.
Well, okay, you know what? I have to go pee really bad. Okay, so why don't we we're going to end this. We're going to end this. Thank you so much for listening. You can subscribe to 20 with Sisney on the iHeartRadio app.
Yes,
or can. Wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yes, you can.
You can follow me on Instagram at Sisney. SISANIE.
Uh-huh.
Or at Sisney's husband, that's Michael.
Yes.
And or Erica Shea with three A's.
EA, right?
And if you have a Flashback Friday question, just leave it in Sisney's DMs.
Yeah, leave them in there because we're putting them in the bowl.
Sorry, Flashback Fishbowl question.
You know, I'm meaning to work on that name. I don't know if I'm loving Flashback Fishbowl.
Okay.
But
let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Okay, love you, bye.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.